E3 2016 is happening. Kinda Funny is going all out with Let's Plays and reaction videos all week long. Subscribe now at youtube.com/kindafunnygames to not miss a thing. Welcome to the first ever Ubisoft E3 2016 Kinda Funny Gamescast analysis breakdown thingamajig. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by the coolest dudes in video games, Colin Moriarty and Greg Miller.
Sweet merciful Jesus.
2 fucking hours! And I'm looking at my notes, they announced so much, so fewer announcements than Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox was this tight show, they had less somehow, but they made more of it. And Ubisoft talked forever!
My God. Oh my, it's crazy. My first note is, Ubisoft, Aisha killing it. Very nice flow. I take it all back, well not the Aisha thing, that could stay.
Yeah,
but the
great.
Nice flow, well, good Lord, lost it. The first third of the conference, no, maybe not third, it was pretty long. The first, like, eighth of the conference.
Everything up until VR was, okay, even with the dance number.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, like, stupid, whatever, but you got Just Dance, and you're doing something goofy, and you have a giraffe nodding along with a very somber statement.
Man.
And then it was like, Wildlands, okay, this game actually looks cool. South Park, thank fucking God. Yes, Matt and Trey are entertaining. Talk at length. Show me your new combat system. Awesome. Division Underground, great. And then it was like, and here comes Palmer Luckey in VR and Eagle Flight. I was like, all right. Let's just get in. Oh, we're gonna play it on stage.
Should just fell apart at that point.
We're gonna play it on stage, and we're not gonna do one goal. We're gonna play an entire match of this shit.
Man,
oh man. Jesus, it was, fucking
that's
Christ!
The thing about this is that Ubisoft has the goods for the most part, for sure.
Yeah,
they're a great publisher. That's what I said on Twitter. I was just like, I can't believe this is going on and on and on. Just wrap it up already. I mean, I look at these, and I'm like, you don't need Just Dance at this conference. This is not your audience. Eagle Flight shouldn't have been here. Star Trek shouldn't have been here. Grow Up didn't need to be here. Trials of the Blood Dragon didn't need to be here.
It's
Assassin's
one of those,
Creed movie didn't need to be here. They literally could have, if it was Ghost Recon, South Park, The Division, For Honor, Watch Dogs 2, and Steep, that would have been a fucking really tight hour-long show.
The thing about it, the stuff you knocked off, I don't think needs to be knocked off, just totally cut down. Just Dance needs to be here. This is what we always talk about with E3. It is USA Today in the audience and what they're going to talk. And Just Dance fucking moves units like nobody's goddamn
Assassin's
business.
Assassin's Creed movie, same shit.
The sit-down talks with everybody did not need to happen.
When you're even looking for the good stuff.
For Honor, right? Like, For Honor was like a media darling last year. Everybody thought it was great. Even that came out and just went on fucking forever. This huge trailer about it, trying to set up this story over the water, and then we get out into the actual gameplay, and even the gameplay is doing that thing where it jumps ahead.
Yeah,
like, all right, now we go here.
And what's disappointing, like, just to reiterate what I said, is like, man, Ghost Recon Wildlands looks fucking rad.
Right?
For Honor looks great. Obviously, Watch Dogs 2 looks like a huge step in the right direction. That typical Ubisoft, let's make it better on the second try.
Yeah.
As all do, but we all often refer to Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed 2. Steep isn't for me. I'm interested to see how that game does, but it's super pretty, and it's really quite interesting that they were excited to announce it at the end. I mean, I'll be interested to see like what everyone's, you know, take is on that, because it just doesn't seem like this is like they are talking about this game like it's going to be a huge game for them. I just don't see
it's
that happening.
No.
I honestly do not think that looked good at all.
But I mean, like even
I like esports stuff like that. Like, I like snowboarding games, and that doesn't look fun. That looked like a really dumbed down version of a snowboarding game, because there's also skiing, there's also wingsuits, there's also this, and it's like, that's not fun.
And like the Trials of the Blood Dragon, right? That's a cool, everybody loves Trials, everybody loves Blood Dragon.
Available now.
But even their entrance was too long. It's like, let's have them come out from the sides, do it, get to the point real quick, because when they were like, I did Trials, and I'm the king of things. I did Blood Dragon. I was like, okay, are you making you're combining your games. Okay, that's cool, but like,
yeah,
why don't we just punch you in the face and tell you about it? Why don't we just give you the fucking goods right away?
I mean, even the South Park stuff, which was fantastic. My God, why was it so long?
It was really long.
There was every single segment had like 4 segments.
Yeah.
In this entire press conference.
Yeah, I think that was the thing that was really, I mean, they really like just went on and on with Watch Dogs, especially. And I'm like, you already announced this game. Show us something new. Show us 5 minutes or whatever. I really don't feel like, regardless of what the game is, at an E3 press conference, there should be a rule that you can spend no more than 5 minutes on it.
Oh God.
Like, I don't care what the game is. I don't care if it's a huge Fallout 4 type announcement or anything. Like, just move on, because like, leave people wanting a little bit more. Like, you're leaving everyone like I'm exhausted watching that. That's my whole thing. It's like, just 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Like, just move on and keep it going. I'll tell you, man, Microsoft nailed the pacing compared to all these other companies.
They fucking had it.
And
they did so much more, but it felt so much better so much faster and so much more exciting. And not just because Phil Spencer is a good looking fella.
I mean, I do want to give a shout out to Aisha, though. Like, I do
she's
think,
great.
I think that having somebody like crack the jokes and actually understand what the hell is going on really does help with everything. It just was way too drawn out and whatever. Like the interviews were so unnecessary. Like exactly. The Star Trek thing, cool. We don't need to talk to LeVar Burton about it.
Yeah, I know. Like that's the thing. You had a polished package of them all talking about it. Great. Why did we watch that just to have LeVar come out and say it all again?
Yeah. And then the movie thing, it's just like, I understand the movie being there. Like whether or not I'm excited for the movie, like I understand it being there. Show a trailer. Show a snippet.
Yeah.
Even the package they made was semi, you know, exciting. But it's like, just show that. Don't bring out the guy to talk. How is making a movie? Well, you put a camera down and you do things. No one's interested in that. Literally nobody. I don't understand who that serves, you know?
Nick Scarpino only, and he wasn't here to enjoy it.
No, he does not like that stuff. Yeah, it's stupid.
It's a little much. Like, you got to tighten these things up a little bit. And that again, that's what's disappointing. Like, EA, for instance, was an hour or so, and they really had nothing to show. And that conference sucked, right?
Yeah.
That's the disappointing thing with Ubisoft is they had a lot to show, a lot of great games. I really do think Ubisoft's one of the great publishers in the industry. And I play quite a few of their games, and I'm looking forward to quite a few of these games as well. Ghost Recon looks awesome. South Park, I'm all over South Park.
Fuck yes.
And I platinumed the Stick of Truth on PS3, and I'm thinking about doing it on PS4 because it's just so fun. That game is just so fun. It's a great weekend experience. Mm-hmm. So like they do have the goods. For Honor, you nailed it, like really does remind me of Rise. A lot.
The more you watch that game, you're like, what like is even lot. Fucking happening?
That's exactly what I thought of before you even said it in my mind. I was like, this looks exactly like what they were trying to do with Rise. But, you know, yeah, like Tim's right. The Assassin's Creed movie needed to be there, I guess, or whatever. This conference could have been an hour long.
I mean, yeah. Oh, my God. My it totally should have
It's
been.
A good showing of games. It's a bad press conference, you know? Like, all the stuff here, I think that they had a nice breadth of content there. Like, a lot of different types of games, a lot of different genres and stuff. And, like, gave us a lot of what people need. Like, people needed an update on Division. You know what I mean?
That's fine. I mean, I was interested in hearing about that. You know, I dumped quite a lot of time into Division. A surprising amount of time for a game I didn't really quite know was going to resonate with me. Like, for over 40 hours. Which is why I'm so excited about Ghost Recon. Because it's you can play it by yourself. And I enjoyed playing the Division by myself. So I was excited to see the update. It didn't really do anything for me. But yeah, like little snippets like that are 90 seconds or 2 minutes long. Get in and out.
Yeah, make some announcements and bounce. So going through chronologically, they start off Just Dance 2017. The most exciting thing there. NX. They
confirmed.
Talked about it.
X going to give it to you.
So that's cool. Then they went into Ghost Recon Wildlands, which does look super awesome. Like I liked the single player aspects of it look really, really dope. You can play entirely solo, they confirm. So the Collins of the world out there are going to be super, super happy. The largest open world that Ubisoft has ever made. So, cool. It looked really nice.
It looks like a mashup of the third person, of the Division mashed up with the open world Far Cry kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Or even Just Cause.
Yeah. I was definitely getting Metal Gear Solid 5 vibes from it, specifically from the helicopter. Going from section to section, and even just kind of like the motion and stuff. But definitely looks cool.
March 7th.
Yeah. And then March 7, 2017. Then they went to South Park, the fractured butthole. Trey Parker, Matt Stone came out. It's based on superheroes, Civil War specifically this time. If you get it, you get the Stick of Truth on PS4 and Xbox One for free now. December 6th, 2016.
If you buy it now, you get sick. Yeah, right. You have to get it right now.
Because we didn't expect it to come out this early.
No, I didn't. Considering how long the last one had taken. Yeah. But that was really in publisher hell for a long time and stuff like that. I mean, there was a lot of complications. So, yeah, I'm super stoked. I mean, that's definitely one of my most anticipated games. It looks fantastic, by the way.
Yep. I like the combat stuff they were showing.
Yeah, it's like almost like a strategy RPG. Exactly. At least a small grid. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think that was my favorite trailer so far from E3. Was the final trailer they showed. Yeah. So funny. Like they
topical humor in there about comic book movies.
Then Division, they talked about the Underground expansion coming June 28th or in August 2nd for PS4 users. There's also Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, and Splinter Cell costumes.
You have to be a club UE member to get them.
Yeah.
I am, don't worry.
Survival expansion trailer. It's going to be the next Division thing. That looks cool, I guess.
Yeah, well. Yeah, they didn't give off too much. Look, you're going to get beat up by bad guys and your guys will save you. Okay.
Then they got into the whole VR section. They led with Eagle Flight.
Yeah. The game is probably going to be pretty cool, but it's not. Yeah, that's why I cut everything VR out. It's just, it doesn't hard. Show well.
I'll give them credit that they had multiple people playing with VR on stage and it didn't totally fuck up. Like, it wasn't entertaining to watch, but at least the VR didn't fuck up. Because so far, I don't think we've ever really had any successful VR stories on stage. So, credit to them for that. But yeah, it was really confusing and hard to follow what exactly was happening. And again, like, VR, man, it's expensive for you, but these multiplayer experiences, that's like going to be even harder to get together.
Get four vibes, bring them over to the house.
Then they showed the Star Trek Bridge. I thought that looked awesome. But again, way too expensive, but so such a cool idea.
It's a great idea, but I was actually aesthetically, I was like, well, yikes, this game looks
so
bad.
Basic.
I mean, it looks really, do, really bad. Not, I mean, not every, I mean, not everything looks bad. I mean, like, I to me, it's, yeah, I was like, I was actually shocked by the character models, especially like, yikes.
VR games to me always, they look like, it's like, okay, you get to be in a world where you're playing a PS2 through emulation, everything's up-resed. You know, everything just looks that way, where it's just like, it's not quite right. So until they figure that stuff out, whatever.
Isn't it the game, though, of like, well, all right, so what is the game?
Well, the game's going to be like the like I was saying earlier, the iOS games, where it's like you work as like the space team, and everyone sits around a table and yells controls at each other.
Sure. So is it just going into the same battle over and over again? Klingons coming from over here? Klingons
I'm sure it'll be
there.
A couple different ones, but it'll just be more like randomly generated commands and stuff that you have to do in specific orders.
Okay.
So like work together as a team. Then they show the For Honor story trailer, which actually looks pretty cool.
No, For Honor looks cool. I don't know if it's a game for me necessarily.
I wasn't really sold on the gameplay. Like, I thought the trailer was a lot cooler than the game.
Sure, I agree with that. But people have been into it from the... Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. It's like, you know, an educated sword fighting game. It's not mash buttons. It is like, he's about to throw this attack, counter this way, then get back in there.
Mm-hmm.
That slower pace of it.
I was really impressed by the death animations. I said that earlier.
Yeah, you did like that. You like people
getting
fucked up.
I haven't really seen a game where people look like they get hit realistically and fall. You know, usually they all fly around like they're weightless, but this had a nice weight to it where when people got hit, they just went straight down. I appreciate that. February 14th, 2017 for that guy.
Very romantic.
Grow Up, the sequel to Grow Home, coming this August. Charles the Blood Dragon.
That's all we have to say about it.
Yeah.
Another thing that went on way too long. That could have been a really
I didn't play it. No, I didn't even know that it was big enough to get a sequel.
That could be a really cool thing. I'm just like, hey, we're excited that we had this hit with Grow Home. Now we're bringing you Grow Up. Here's a 30-second trailer.
Mm-hmm.
While we're off fucking stage. Not come out there and talk.
Charles the Blood Dragon. I thought it was cool. I'm always a big fan of the available right now type deals. So that's interesting. Trials is awesome. Combining those two, don't know how the hell that's gonna work.
Got some shooting,
but awesome.
There.
The trailer looked really cool. Then they did the Assassin's Creed movie bit, which was fucking boring as all shit. It's like, man, if you guys are gonna talk about a movie that has cool action scenes, that's not how you sell it to people.
Here are some behind the scenes of them filming the things you've seen in the trailer, and then here's the trailer again. Oh. It's like, oh my god,
come on. And then Watch Dogs 2 Forever. They just went on with that. I am completely impressed with their San Francisco. And that alone sells me on the
game. What about the gameplay, though?
The thing about the gameplay is I think that the latter half of the demo, I'm like, this isn't fun to watch, but I think it'd be fun to play. I think in context, like once you actually understand all the systems and stuff and you can actually play it a little bit faster, I think it'll be pretty cool.
It'll be interesting because like looking at it, I was like, ooh, this still looks like the Watch Dogs gameplay stuff that turned me off before of just like coming in and trying to figure out how to hack and what to do.
Going back to it, the drone part. Totally not into that. I thought it was super, super slow. I don't like that. I kind of just want to go in and just kind of play it a little bit more action-y, but we'll see. It is coming November 15th, 2016. We knew that. Big fan of the soundtrack. We got Eric Hurricane. We got Run the Jewels. Awesome. Super fucking awesome.
PS4 player is going to get all the DLC 30 days early.
Yep. There's a Watch Dogs movie, which I guess is a thing. I'm sure they announced that, but just like all video game movies, things get announced and who knows when it's actually going to happen. But the fact that they talked about the conference, I guess.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't understand why that, like, what that had to do with Jim Ryan and, like, what. Like,
it was a Sony Pictures thing.
Yeah, but he's not for, like, that was the thing. It's like, has nothing to do with Sony Pictures. So, like, he's the head of PlayStation Europe. So it's like, I was, like, so confused. I'm like, what the hell is, like, this? Why is this being announced here by Jim Ryan? Like, what? Like,
when you think big movie announcements, you think big Jim Ryan.
Big old Jim Ryan?
Big old Jim Ryan out there going to give you some announcements. Jim going to give it to you.
Then
that was quite the you took a little deep breath there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. New IP, Steep, to close out the show.
He's dying.
It's pretty much GoPro the game.
Yeah.
If GoPro and Red Bull fucked and made a game, it'd be this.
It's action at sports in a fully explorable open world.
Coming in December. I was hoping more than anything that we would just get a rewind effect at the end of it and they'd announce Prince of Persia and they're just like, no, we fucked up. That's not happening. We're giving it Prince of Persia.
That'd be cool.
No,
that'd be really cool.
That happened. It's coming in December. I'm really down on it.
I mean, yeah. I know that game's not for me. So
I said on the show, it looked like a tech demo of like, oh, look at how you can do this and you can glide here. And like, I don't understand what the narrative thread to that of making you go to do these different challenges is going to be.
I was just more shocked that they closed with it.
Yeah. 100%.
I know that they always like to announce something new. You know, Watch Dogs, for instance, was the first next gen game we had ever seen. And that was done at a Ubisoft conference at the end. But the original Watch Dogs. But like they ended with that, and I was like, "This is cool. I'm sure this is going to appeal." I'd be interested to see how this appeals to extreme sports fans and like more like winter sports kind of people. But it's not for me. But I was just so shocked that they actually ended with that. I didn't anticipate that was going to be their big new IP. But it is totally, to their credit, it's very different than what in many ways and what they are known for. So they have a lot of guns and shooty bits, you know, like. I think it's cool that they have something a little different to their credit, although that one of their biggest games is Just Dance, which has nothing to do with shooting as well. But I think, overall, if we can just remove ourselves from the conference itself, which I think we all agreed was way too long and dragged
2 hours.
The cool thing about it was just some of the games that I think are really worth being excited about. And I really think, like, Ghost Recon, even though it was the heavily scripted, these guys were kind of like role-playing almost. No, I don't know that anyone really plays like that. The game looks really fucking cool. Really, really like a lot of like that game will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to playing that. South Park obviously looked fantastic. And can't wait to play that as well. And For Honor, I'm super intrigued by. I don't know that it's a game that's ultimately going to speak to me, but I'm paying attention to it. It's certainly on my radar. And Watch Dogs too. I'll mess around with, even though I the original Watch Dogs didn't appeal to me. Everything else I can kind of leave and be totally fine.
I mean, on paper, it's a good conference. But at 2 hours, that's insane. It should have been an hour long and forced cuts and not all these interviews. And you would have had something that really sang and everybody would say have a different tune right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Wildlands looks great. Star Wars looks great. Division's cool. Eagle Flight,
Star Trek
could be a fun thing of getting out there doing it. Star Trek could be fun getting out there and doing it. For Honor, if it's your kind of shit, sure. Grow Up, same thing. Trials is awesome. So why wouldn't Trials Blood Dragon be awesome? Good luck for the movie. Watch Dogs, great. Here's this action sports game.
Yeah.
Where you can look at the mountains. That's how he ended. And also, it's important. You look at the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of sucks because I want to say shout out to Ubisoft, though, for really bringing the heat. It's just they delivered it in a weird way. But good job on them just for they got a lot of cool shit coming. So congrats. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kind of Funny Games Cast. Stay tuned right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames for the Sony press conference, which will be at Kevin or somebody. Please help me out.
It's 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.
There we go.
When we'll be back. And then the conference starts at 6 and we'll obviously be hosting it just like we did with Ubi.
And that's when shit's going to get fucking real.
Cheer.
So be there.
Post show.
And also, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Go subscribe there for a whole bunch of trailer breakdowns.